Rubber game of the series between the Mets and Braves. Matt Harvey on the mound for New York going up against Jaime Garcia making his Atlanta debut. 1-0 Braves in the fifth. Two men on for Travis d'Arnaud facing Garcia.
That's headed for the gap, and that's trouble. One run's going to score. Here comes Bruce around third. They're going to wave him. There will be no play, and the Mets have taken a 2-1 lead. Swing and a drive, belted down the line. Another no-doubter off the facade of the second deck.
He was trying to finish with a flourish, and he was trying after throwing the ball by Freddie. He thought he'd just keep doing that to Matt Kemp, too.
An opposite field hit by Cabrera. Here comes Conforto around third. He will score without a throw. A hit batsman and two singles extends the Mets lead to 5-2. Struck him out with a fastball at 92 miles an hour. And Salas strands the bases loaded in the Atlanta eighth.
The Mets take 2 of 3 from the Braves to start the season as they win at 6-2. Matt Harvey the victory, allowing 2 runs in 6 2/3 frames. Neil Walker with 2 hits and an RBI. Matt Kemp with his 11th career multi-homer game. Braves manager Brian Snitker spoke to the media about his club's 6-2 defeat.
First 4 innings, really good.
Yeah.
And real efficient. And ball looked like it was moving really good. The couple walks and then look like, I think they're both breaking balls at the 2-run double and the homer. It looked like they just kind of went right in their swing, came back over the plate, and just didn't locate him real good. But overall, you know, it was facing the way Harvey was going, mm-hmm. Any runs were probably too many on tonight with him because he was really, really good.
Man, Kemp's on fire, but
yeah,
can't get the rest of the effort.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, you know, kind of spring training. That's a rough 3 guys to face right there. I mean, it's that's not your normal, you know. And he was so good. I mean, he just pounded that strike zone with everything tonight. I mean, just mixing everything up and hitting with everything. And, it was some good ball games. I mean, really, a couple breaks here or there. And take away the 1 inning in the first game. But it's, you know, it's a rough 3 guys to start the season out coming out of spring training with.
Even with, you know, them getting out to that lead, you still have a chance there in the eighth inning.
Yeah, we kind of battled way back and just hit away, really, from getting right back in that game. So it just didn't happen.
You kind of said it. I mean, you come into this series with Harvey, DeGrom,
Syndergaard,
yeah. You can't really expect a lot from your offense.
Well, that's, you know, and you don't see that in spring training. I mean, you see guys working on things, but you come in and we were in the game. I mean, other than the first game, that 1 inning, we're in all the games. I'd say we had a chance in the 8th inning to to get something going in that game. And the offense is something that takes a while to get rolling, and we'll be fine. I think guys are going to get hot and start swinging a bat, and there's a lot of good things, and it's good to see Matt getting the thing going, we'll be fine.
Markakis
will start getting on base, and that changes
everything. And he got his hit, that's kind of hit maybe get somebody going, a hit like that, he's going to hit. My God, the kid has always hit, and he's going to, he's going to get on base, and we're going to be, that's 3 games, we'll be fine.
Markakis, nice dive, and then Swanson again with some
play.
More plays.
And a couple of really nice plays there, it's good to see. I mean, shoot, it's we got a long way to go and where everybody's at, and we're going to be fine.